We are continuing Surah Maryam, and the verse I recited, 64th verse. In this verse, first I'll give the background so we can understand the verse, that there was a delay of Jibreel coming, so Prophet was waiting that why he didn't come. So angel answered to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When angel answered, Quran mentioned how he was talking to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's so beautiful. Now I read the translation. And we do not descend but by the command of your Lord. To him belongs whatever is before us and whatever is behind us and whatever is between these. And your Lord is not forgetful. So when Prophet complained that why didn't come, the angel said that we do not descend but by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord. And what he said, and whatever belongs before us, and whatever is behind us, and whatever is between these two, which three things angel said, and your Lord is not forgetful. So, what is before us? And what is behind us? And what is in between these two? Now, Mizan described very well. For angels, before them is whatever they do action. Whatever action the angels do is before them. And what is behind them is where they are originated from in their creation. And what is between two is themselves, their own existence. So Allah controls the whole thing about their angels. Because when prophets say, why you came late? They said that we don't descend but with the command of Allah. And they said that what is before us and what is behind and what is between is ourselves. It's all controlled by Allah. And then what? وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. And your Lord is not forgetful. Lord is not forgetful at all. See, this is the thing that everything is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think, you know, because of our curtains, we think that Allah is not there. But in reality, everything is being counted. Our every action is being recorded. We angels, right and left, they are writing everything. And Allah doesn't forget anything, you know. It's all our curtains that we don't see these things. رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَعْبَدُهُ وَاسْتَبِرْ لِي عبادتِهِ هَلْ تَعَلَمُوا لَهُ سَمِيًّا. And the Lord of the heavens and the earth and water is between them. So worship Him and be steadfast in His worship. Do you know anyone equal to Him? Now, it's further Allah talks about it, showing His kingdom. That I am the Lord, I don't forget anything. And I say, I am the Lord of the heavens and earth and whatever is between them. So worship Him alone and be steadfast to His worship. Because He doesn't forget anything. He controls everything. So He says, what He says, to worship Him and be steadfast in His worship. Be steadfast. Do you know anyone equal to Him? Is there anybody equal to Him? Now in next verse, Allah talks about those kuffar who were always questioning the recreation. وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرِجُ حَيَّا أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. And man says, when I am dead, shall I be raised up alive? Does not man remember that we created him before when he was nothing? See, this is the thing that people used to come, the ignorant people used to come and show the dead bones of the people and say that this bone is dead and is going to be powdered, and how Allah will recreate again. So Allah answered that, does not man remember that we created him before when he was nothing? We created him when he was nothing. So when the question was asked from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about it, so Imam said that means that he was neither in the book nor the knowledge. The book is the preserved tablet, Lohe Mehfooz. So, you know, everything is in the Lohe Mehfooz, the preserved tablet, which is with Allah, and everything is described from the beginning to end, what is going to happen to this universe. So things come to the book afterward, before Allah decide even things to make it. So first Allah predestined things, and then when he predestined, then finally it comes to the book. So Imam is saying that it means that when he was nothing, means neither he was in the book or not knowledge. So I read again Mullah's hadith. There's another hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It means that neither in the stage of predestination nor in the stage of creation he was anything. لَنَحَشَرُنَّهُمْ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ ثُمَّ لَنُحْدَرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمَ جِثِيَّا. So by Lord we shall surely muster them and the Satans, then we shall cause them to be present round hell on their knees. See, Allah is going to pull all of them. You know, there are verses of Quran which talks about that if somebody stops remembering Allah, Allah makes his companion a Satan. And the Satan is always with him. So Allah is talking about this companion Satan also, that when they'll be raised from the grave, they'll be raised with their associate Satan, and then Allah will muster them and the Satans and cause them to be on their knees around the hell. Around the hell they'll be on knees. So they ask, what is the meaning of being on the knees? Being on the knees means they'll be clustered and being piled up on each other. Because they did so much mischief to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and did not believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma la nanzi anna min kulli shi'atin ayyuhum ashaddu ala rahmana atiya. Then shall we pick out from every group whichever of them was more intensely rebellious against the beneficent. Allah says that what I'm going to do, that I'm going to pull out the who was the most arrogant among them, who, and especially the chiefs who were the arrogant one, who were deviating the other ones. Then I'm going to pull out, all will pull out, but the first will come out, the most who were the most arrogant one. Summa la ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ عَلَمُ بِالَّذِيهُمْ أَوْلَى بِهَا ثِلِيَا. Again, we do know best those who deserve most to be burned therein. Allah says, I know which one will deserve most to be burned. Ya Allah, the burning of hellfire, we take it so lightly, brothers. If we send somebody to prison for 20 years, we say, oh, this man is in prison, but he is sleeping and eating and enjoying a life, but just he's in prison, we feel sad about it. What about the prison of the hell, which is eternal, and you have to burn eternity? It is, we cannot even think what kind of pain is this Allah is talking about. Oh, Allah, save us from the hellfire. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. And there is not one of you but shall come to it. This is with your Lord a fixed degree. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا وَنَذْرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِسِيًّا. Then we shall rescue those who kept from evil and leave the unjust therein on their knees. Ya Allah. This is about bridge. This verse is about the bridge. And what is that? I read the translation. And none of you but shall come to it. Everybody has to come to the hell. Not entering necessarily, but come to it. This is with your Lord a fixed decree. Everybody has to come to the hell. Pious, non-pious, prophet, non-prophet, kuffar, everybody has to come to hell. And we have read the verse already that kuffar will be piled up on their knees with their Satan around the hell. Just think about the whole situation. Then Allah says about muttaqi, what he says, then we shall rescue those who kept from evil and leave the unjust there on their knees. Allah rescue by his grace the muttaqi, the pious one, and leave the zalimin, the unjust on their knees in the hell. Ya Allah. This is the punishment they will get it. Now there's a long discussion in the Mizan, there the pious will enter into hell or will not. Mizan says they will not enter, they will be around the around hell, but they will be rescued right from the hell. But there are some hadith which was mentioned from Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. He says that I heard a matter from the Prophet by these ear of mine, both of which may become deaf if I tell lie. He says Variduha means enter into it, into hell. There will be no good doer and no evil doer, but he will enter into it. Then it will be cold and safe for the believer, the same as it was for Ibrahim. So that fire or hell will cry because of its coldness. Then Allah will rescue those who kept from evil and leave the unjust therein on their knees. That's how it's going to happen. But most of the time, Mizan says that they will not even enter into hell. They'll go right from the hell towards, from the core of hell to the paradise. But There are some narration that they'll enter into hell, but the fire will be cold as it was cold for Ibrahim. Allah talks about how kuffar talks to the believers, and because they were at the time they were very rich, they used to show off towards believers, and now Allah talks about it. وَإِذَا تُطْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُوا نَدِيًّا وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقَرْنِينَ هُمْ أَحْسَنُوا أَثَاثًا وَرِئَاءَ. And when our clear revelations are recited unto them, those who disbelieve say to those who believe, which of two parties is in better station and fairer in assembly? And how many generations we have destroyed before them who were better in equipment and outward appearance. See, that's what happened. Because most of the people who were with Prophet were believers who were like slaves and outsiders. And these were Kuffar Quraysh, they were rich people. So they used to say that whenever verses were recited to them, this Kuffar, they used to say to the believers, which party has better station and fair assembly, because they had big assembly. So Allah says that how many generations are destroyed who were better in equipment and outward appearance, like who? Firon and Namrud, and they were rich people, you know, Ad and Thamud. They had built big houses. Now Allah says further how Allah plans things. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الدَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدَّا حَتَّى إِذَا رَوْا مَا يُعَدُنُ إِمَّا الْعَذَابُ وَإِمَّا السَّاعَةَ فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ الشَّرُّ مَكَانًا وَأَضْعَفُ جُنْدًا. Say, whoever goes astray, the beneficent will prolong his span of life until when they see what they were promised, whether it will be chastisement or the hour of the doom, then they will know who is worse in position and weaker in host. Allah says that one who is transgressor, I give him more so that he goes more astray. Like, don't think that if we are in the West and everything good is coming and in East people are suffering, don't think that Allah is very kind to West. You know, because if you are sinner, Allah give you more so that you sin more. May Allah save us from Allah's punishment. Allah says, I keep doing it till His punishment comes or judgment day comes. And then they will know who was in worse position and weaker in host. There's a thing that that's what happened to Kuffar Quraysh. They used to make a joke with the believers. But Battle of Badr happened and they were put in the well, their dead bodies. Then they knew what happened to them when their dead body were thrown in the well. And then on judgment, they will see how they will be treated. This world tricks people, brothers. This world should not trick us. This world is a very tricky place. May Allah save us from these kind of tricks. Now, you know, like when I read these verses, I see that how believers were in poor situation and how these kuffar were rich and they were given so much time. You know, we see Bani Abbas, they ruled for 600 years and they had all kind of luxury in their life. Allah hated them the most. They tortured Sadat, they killed Sadat everywhere. But Allah prolonged their life. They gave everything to them. They had to answer on the judgment day how they treated Sadat. They killed Shias. But Allah gave time to them. Now, this is the thing. This is Allah's trick which Allah talked about in this verse, how He tricks. Now, I always remember about Sham, you know, Sham, when the prisoners were taken and they were supposed to go Ahlul Bayt Athar, Tayyib bin Tahirin, to the council of Yazid, to his palace, they had to travel 36, it took them 36 hours literally to enter to the palace. And that palace was so huge and his assembly was so great. Yazid was sitting on the throne when you read these verses, because they used to say that we have the better assembly, right? We read the verse and we have the better place to live, you know? And Yazid was sitting on the throne and Ahlul Bayt Athar were chained up and they were so much in such a shape of being a prisoner. At that time, Yazid was showing up. Bibi Zainab said that, today you are doing that, but what will happen on the day of judgment when you will be questioned about your deeds? And we saw in our own eyes what happened to Yazid today. When you go to Sham and you go to Damascus, you see how Yazid name is today and how Sayyida Zainab name is today. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.